From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
If you're a member of this group, you're most likely to have subprime credit. We'll explain in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you're a millennial aged 18 to 36, chances are that you have a lower credit score, or what's called subprime credit. This is important since millennials' willingness to spend is a big driver of the economy. A study by TransUnion found that 43% of millennials have subprime credit, indicating that they are less creditworthy than older generations. Let's get some information on millennials' creditworthiness from Heather Battison, Vice President, Consumer Communications at TransUnion. Heather, what did TransUnion's latest study find out about younger borrowers and their credit scores?
Well, most of the millennial generation, yes, they are using credit, but they are mostly subprime credit, which means that most of them do have a little bit of an issue. What we're finding is that millennials, you know, they have shorter credit histories. And they're frequently opening up many different lines of credit, which is hurting their credit score.
A subprime credit score is a FICO score that's anything below 640. Is that right?
It can be. Yes, there are many different credit algorithms or different types of credit scores out there. But yes, correct.
Now, what did the study find? Millennials average a shorter credit history. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct. Millennials average a 100-month credit history compared to a 270 credit history for ages 37 and older.
And let's see, they open new credit lines during a lot shorter period?
Yes, millennials open new credit lines every 20 months compared to that age group of 37 and older. It's an average of 46 months. This indicates a need for access to cash fast. It can signify a higher risk to lenders.
And there's a much higher credit card use. I guess this arises out of, for example, going to 7-Eleven and spending $5 and using your credit card.
Yes, absolutely. It also could even mean, though, that they are buying higher ticket purchases, even such as cars. We are finding that millennials are purchasing cars at a younger and faster rate than anyone else. So the millennials' average credit card utilization, or the amount of available credit in use out of their available credit limit, is 42% compared to 29% for those ages 37 and older.
And this could be a red flag for any potential lender.
Absolutely.
Is it hard for millennials to basically improve their credit score? And aren't there tips for improving their credit?
Yes, there are tips. And I guess I should say it's not necessarily hard, but it's not something that can happen overnight. It's definitely a process and something that not only millennials, but everyone should keep in focus. You know, pay your bills on time. Build up that credit history. Doing things such as, you know, ask your landlord to report on-time rent payments to the credit bureaus, or use a low-interest credit card to make those small, manageable purchases like gas or groceries and such. And absolutely monitor your credit utilization. The amount of your debt used out of the available credit, that's called credit utilization, is one of the key components of your credit score.
And you should be really careful when you open a new credit card.
Always. Not only should you pay attention to what type of credit card it is and what the rate is, but you should also make sure that you're opening up different types of credit cards, because looking at the varying credit lines of business that you're opening on your credit card goes into your score as well.
And you should check your credit report very often.
Yes, not only to understand what's on your credit report, but also to help mitigate the risk of identity theft. Make sure all that data that's on your report is, in fact, your behavior.
And we should stress that this doesn't just apply to millennials, but it applies to most anybody in general.
Absolutely. Everyone should understand what's on their credit report and check in. It's not just a one-stop shop. It takes time to build up your credit, especially if you want to look better in the eyes of the lender. It's a process.
And I suppose if you travel a lot, you really should find out about getting a travel credit card, one that's geared toward travel, rather than just another credit card in general.
Yes, that would be a good tip as well. I think when you're traveling, it is just important to make sure that you are making smart purchases with trusted resources. And don't bring everything with you when you travel. We recommend conducting a wallet makeover, if you will. Just bring the necessary items with you just to help, again, mitigate the risk of identity theft.
As far as checking your credit score, are any one of the three major companies that give you your credit score, are any one of those companies okay to use? One is not recommended over another, is it?
All of them are recommended to use. It's just important that you are paying attention to your credit. It's important for millennials, especially just to open their eyes to the world of credit. We have a great deal of educational content on our website that would be helpful just so they can understand, since this most likely is new to them.
Heather Battison, Vice President, Consumer Communications at TransUnion, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.